This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock Power with My Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Monday, that is 3rd of August. Well, it was indeed a manic Monday on D Street. Indian markets slipped to a two-week low as Sensex saw a fall of more than 600 points, while Nifty 50 broke below its crucial support at 11,000. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex plunged 667 points to 36,939, while the Nifty 50 closed with losses of 181 points to 10,891. Now, sectorally, the action was visible in consumer durable, healthcare and metal stocks, while selling pressure was visible in banks, finance and energy space. Now, if you look at in terms of broader market, the mid-cap index was down by 0.3%, while the small-cap index closed with gains of more than 1%. In fact, both these indices outperformed the benchmark indices. Now, if you look at the factors which really weighed on the markets, to start with is definitely weak global cues. In fact, Indian markets woke up to muted global cues. World stocks began August cautiously as US lawmakers struggled to agree on a new stimulus plan following a global surge of COVID-19 cases. In terms of macroeconomic trend, contraction in factory data was also something which weighed on the sentiment. The Nikkei Manufacturing PMI Index fell to 46 last month, that is in the month of July, from 47.2 in the month of June, below the 50 level, which separates the growth from the expansion for a fourth straight month and making its longest spell of contraction since March 2009. Now, in terms of sectors, financially really led the fall on the D Street. In fact, financial stocks led the fall on D Street, with Nifty Bank registering a decline of more than 2%, while the S&P BSE Bankex was a top loser among sectoral indices on the BSE. Now, falling the Bankex was mainly led by losses in RBL Bank, Kotak Bank, Axis Bank, HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank. Now, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Friday said that government is working with the RBI on need for restructuring of loans to help industry tide over the impact of COVID-19. She also said that that government or the Finance Ministry is working with RBI on demand of a hospitality sector for extension of moratorium or restructuring. Now, in terms of rise in COVID-related cases, something which is really weighing on markets, not just in India, but across the globe. In fact, coronavirus cases in India surpassed 18 lakh on Monday, with infection rising at a rapid pace in different parts of the globe. Now, in terms of technicals, well, profit booking at high levels also something which weighed on the markets. After two straight months of vertical gains in benchmark indices, some bit of profit taking was expected in August. The Nifty 50 and S&P BSE Sensex rallied over 7% in the month of July. Now, in terms of the price action, if you have to say that, then profit taking was seen in sectors that have run up in the recent past. Now, Rajesh Palvia, who is head of technical and derivative research at Axis Securities, said that the market has shown over 7% upward move in July, and it has extended its gains for the fourth consecutive month, forming a higher high. Now, the market has shown a strong run up in the last 3 to 4 months and has failed to cross the 11,000 levels and is witnessing profit booking at high levels. In terms of India, VIX, a move above, it rallied 4.1% today at 25.18, and experts feel that a further spike in volatility could actually lead to some bit of decline in the market going ahead. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.